sleeping in the cold and silent grave.
This morning, as I cycled to Farnham Station, he was there again. So I laid a trap for him.
Good for you.
The road is mostly straight, but there's one sharp bend. I pedalled round it very fast, then stopped. I expected him to shoot past me before he realised that I was waiting for him.
You'd have had your first close view of his face.
Exactly.
But that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. He never appeared.
He guessed your plan. He was waiting on his side of the bend.
That's exactly what I thought. So I went back and looked. I could see a mile of road, but he wasn't on it. He disappeared into thin air.
How long did you wait before looking?
Not more than a minute.
Could he have gone down a side road?
There aren't any.
A footpath?
No, Mr. Holmes. One side of the road is open heath, and the other is the hedge surrounding Charlington Hall. There was nowhere he could have gone.
Who describes this hedge?
Well, it's very old and dense. A yew hedge, I think.
Yew. Where is the entrance to the hall grounds?
It's in that road, but a long way further back. He certainly didn't have time to reach it.
Did your employer take any action, as he promised?
He ordered a horse and trap and a groom to drive me.
But this morning you bicycled again.
For some reason the trap wasn't delivered. It's not coming till next week.
Mm-hmm. Now, apart from this unwanted attention and the incident with Mr. Woodley, has anything else happened to disturb your life in Farnham?
Oh, no, Mr. Holmes. It's been quite idyllic.
Ah, well, I'm delighted to hear it. What is the household?
Just one other. Mrs. Dixon, the housekeeper.
Where is your fiancé?
In Coventry, until the autumn.
Have you told him of this newfound happiness?
I've informed him of my new position, yes, of course.
He wouldn't pay you a surprise visit.
Mr. Holmes, as if I shouldn't know him.
A full black beard can conceal a good deal. Have you had any other admirers?
Several, before I knew Cyril.
Since?
Well, there was this dreadful man Woodley, if you can call him an admirer.
No one else?
Well...
Who is he?
Well, my employer, Mr. Carruthers, he takes a good deal of interest in me.
Ah.
We are rather thrown together.
Yes, of course. I must ask if this, interest is reciprocated.
Mr. Holmes... I'm engaged to be married.
Oh, quite so, but this Mr. Carruthers is both attentive and considerate, and your life in his household has been idyllic.
Sir, my feelings towards Mr. Carruthers are not those of a woman to a prospective husband. I hope that is clear.
Abundantly. Thank you.
Miss Smith, you told us that you live with your mother.
That's correct.
Your father is dead?
When I was 9 years old.
Ah.
He was James Smith. He conducted the orchestra at the old Imperial Theatre.
Hence, of course, the great love for music. Now, as I said, Miss Smith, I am very busy just now.
I see.
But I will find time to make some inquiries into the case. You will let me know of any fresh developments.
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Take no step without letting me know. Goodbye.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
I'm sure that all will be well.
Thank you, Doctor. Goodbye.
Goodbye. It is part of the settled order of nature that such a girl should have followers, preferably not on bicycles in lonely country roads.
You think this is a serious matter?
Well, don't you?
Well, it's not exactly unheard of for a man to follow a handsome woman, and if he's too scared even to get closer. The whole thing seems more grotesque than dangerous.
Yeah, there are curious details. Why does he only appear at that one point on the road? What's the connection between Carruthers and the odious Woodley? And you recall the salary Carruthers pays Miss Smith.
Yes, 100 a year.
Double the market price.
As she said, a rich man. But with no carriages or horses. Even though he's 6 miles from the station, that's a bit odd.
The whole thing is odd, very odd.
How did this bearded man disappear into thin air?
He didn't.
But Miss Smith...
If he didn't stay on the road and he didn't go out onto the open heath, what remains?
Grounds of... What was it? Charlington Hall? But the hedge...
Evidently not as unbroken as our client imagines. Well, we shall find out on Monday morning.
You're going down there?
No. You are.
Soon she perished, now she's